I'm very, very thankful to be able to stand here and give this message.
非常存着感谢的心在这里来传讲信息。
As Chris was saying just now, it's a privilege to have the first and the second generations all worship together.
陈安讲这实在是让人兴奋的事情，在一代两代都来到这里敬拜神。
So, what I'm going to say next, some of the young people may not like it, but I care less.
我下面讲的可能下一代的人会听了不高兴，不过无所谓了。
You know those people who are playing guitar and so on, you know how little they were when I saw them last time in here.
那些弹吉他唱歌的人我认识他们的时候丁点儿大。
I was just talking to Uncle John this morning during breakfast.
今天早上跟John公公说的时候，今天早上早餐是说话早餐的时候。
You know, we were saying it's kind of awkward for the young people when they grew up to adulthood, and then when they see us, how they gonna call us? It's kind of awkward.
当孩子从小丁点大的时候长大了，慢慢变成成人了，他看到我们，他们怎么称呼我，常常会觉得有点尴尬。
I just wanna assure you guys.
我只是想告诉大家，确定跟大家确定一下。
Please don't feel obligated to call me Hao Xing. You can always call me Uncle Hao Xing.
你不要觉得老觉得说非得叫浩星，你应该叫我浩星公公。
Do we have another translator?
除了我没有别人了。
Okay, fine. I guess I have to step in every now and then.
没办法啦。
But truthfully, I'm very grateful to be able to stand here.
实在心存感谢站在这儿。
So before we start, I would like you to open up your program and to page 6.
在我们开始之前，先打开你的第六页。
Since we have a joint worship today, we can sing it in English.
既然我们是一起的崇拜，我们让来唱一首歌。
Speak, O Lord.
哦，神，请说。
Speak, O Lord, as we come to you to receive the food of your holy word. Take your truth, plant it deep in us, shape and fashion us in your likeness, that the light of Christ may be seen today in our acts of love and our deeds of faith. Speak, O Lord, and fulfill in us all your purposes for your glory. Amen. If you have the Bible, let's turn to Psalm 131.
请打开你圣经131篇诗篇。
Today we're going to talk about humility.
今天我们来讲论一下谦卑。
You know, Psalm 131 is a very short psalm.
诗篇130篇非常短。
However, it addresses an extremely important issue in Christian walk, that is humility.
然而在一个基督徒的生命当中，这是一个非常重要的事情，就是谦卑。
In three short verses, the psalmist succinctly brings out the key points about living a humble life after God's own heart.
这个诗篇虽然很简短，可是却讲明了如何按照神的心意过一个谦卑的生活。
But even though the psalm is short,
虽然诗篇非常短，
but it by no means an indication of the difficulty in achieving what it addresses for a disciple.
这可是并不是成为一个门徒，可是这并不代表这是一个是一个困难的指标。
The famous preacher of 19th century Charles Spurgeon said about this psalm.
19世纪的布道家叫斯布珍。
He said it is one of the shortest to read, but one of the longest to learn.
这一个诗篇虽然很读起来很短，可是要花很长时间去学习。
Indeed, humility after God's own heart takes our whole life.
谦卑是一件需要花一生的时间来学习的事情。
But even that, you still cannot say you achieve it.
虽然如此，仍然你不能说你已经做到了。
Because when you say that, you won't be humble.
虽然你这么说，你就表示你不谦卑了。
The psalm can be divided easily into two parts.
那这个诗篇能够分成两段。
Verse 1 focuses on what one should not do, and it contains three negative clauses address three aspects of humility.
那这个第一段的话讲到三个方面，如何成为一个谦卑的人。
And verse 2 and 3 focus on what one should do for humility.
第二三节讲到人应该如何做成为一个谦卑的人。
Now, it's a short psalm, so obviously it's not going to cover everything about humility.
这诗篇很短，所以并不能涵盖关于谦卑所有的事情。
But it will provide sufficient guidance for us to become a humble person before the Lord.
但可以成为一个指标，成为一个谦卑的人和神心意的人。
So now let's delve into the psalm.
让我们来深入这个诗篇。
Now the first verse said, "My heart is not proud."
第一节说我的心不狂傲。
Now this is the first requirement laid out by the psalmist to be a humble person.
诗人所说的是第一个重点。
Now the heart is the seat.Of our soul.
心是我们灵魂的坐标。
It is the chief motivator of everything that we do.
我们做了每一件事情的动力。
A truly humble life needs to start from the heart.
一个谦卑的心必须要从心开始。
A proud heart cannot be humble before God.
一个骄傲的心在神面前不可能谦卑。
By definition, humility is an absence of pride.
谦卑就是心里没有骄傲。
Now let's see how the word proud is used by the Bible, so that will give us some idea what the psalmist is trying to say here.
我们看看圣经里面怎么讲到骄傲这件事儿。
Now I'm going to test your Bible a little bit.
让我考考你圣经。
Now, who is the one that has...Almost the longest reign as a king in the kingdom of Judah.
在犹太国里面哪一个做王最久
？Any answer?
有没有答案
？Either you guys are too shy, or you guys don't know your Bible.
要不然你
Which one is it?
要不然你们太不好意思，要不然就是不太读圣经。
Okay, I'm going to give you the answer.
让我告诉你们答案。
His name is King Uzziah.
就是乌西亚王。
How many years he's been in the reign?
他做王几年呢
？52 years.
52年。
How many of you here are older than 52?
有多少人是比52岁还老
？You can raise your hand too, Uncle Vincent. 52 years is a long time.
52年是很长的一段时间。
And he was a good king.
他是一个好王。
And he did everything right in the eyes of the Lord.
他在神的眼中一切事都做对了。
And the Lord blessed him with great prosperity and success in everything.
神使他的国兴旺，而且在这个军事行动上也成功。
But because of those successes, he became proud.
因为那些成功使他心狂傲。
It's the same word that used here.
同样的字儿，我们写在这儿。
King Uzziah became haughty.
乌西亚王心中高大。
So he wanted to enter the temple to offer the incense to the Lord himself.
他就进了圣殿，然后在那儿自己就烧香。
But if you're familiar with the Bible, you know that's the responsibility, that's the privilege, that's the duty of the priest.
那假如你知道的话，这个上在焚香，在圣殿里焚香是祭师的职分。
Not the king.
不是王的。
So by insisting to enter the temple, King Uzziah was rebelling against the Lord.
就是因为坚持要进到圣殿去焚香，所以他就反叛了神。
Now he may be thinking, why can't I offer the incense to the Lord? After all, I am the king of the people.
为什么不能到圣殿去焚香呢？那这我是百姓的王啊。
It sounded quite innocent, even commendable from people's point of view.
听起来，这个在百姓眼中看，这个还挺单纯可爱的。可是嘞，而且百姓觉得 OK 啦。
But the underlying sin is crime.
可是呢，骨子里是犯罪了。
And because of that, he got leprosy.
就因为这样，得了麻风病。
Till the end of his life.
一直到他死了。
It's a very sad ending for a good king.
是很悲惨的结局。
Now this is a very good lesson for all of us.
对我们来讲是一个好的功课。
Now he started as a good king, and he started with a person that has all the blessing from God.
他刚开始时候神祝福，而且他是个好王。
But his heart was corrupted at the end.
可是心就被狗吃了。
Okay. So he forgot where his blessings came from at the end.
他就忘了他这一切是从哪来的。
You know, it's actually not that different from what we have today.
跟我们今天也差不了多少。
Now, I used to like basketball very much.
我以前很喜欢打篮球。
And I was...somewhat envious when I saw Chris, Uncle John, and Johnny playing basketball when I first walked in.
我刚走进来看到晨光还有小佳妮还有老佳妮在一起打球。
陈安好，不是晨光哈，晨光大家不能打。
Where
was that?
Sorry.
So I watched a lot of NBA games.
我看了很多这个篮球联赛。
But now, I don't watch that much anymore.
现在没空看。
When I first came to United States, that was in the 80s.
在80年代我来到美国。
At that time, I was watching Julius Irvin, I was watching Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, and Moses Malone, right?
我以前看了那些 WWE 那些人。
And those people play for the game.
那些明星打球。
But today, I saw Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, and whoever else.
今天这些明星都换人了。
It seems that they're not playing the game, they're playing the fan.
他们不但是打球，而且让球迷疯狂。
And it's for me, it loses the whole essence of the game.
那结果这个让我觉得这种打球的气氛不一样了。
Before those players, their dedication, their hard work was compelling.
哦，他们这个他们以前那些老球员，他们打球的那种态度，让人赞叹。
But for today's player, their ego, their showy act was repelling.
然而今天那种以自我为中心那种表现，自我表现，让人觉得厌烦。
I don't know if they realize where they got their talent from.
他们是不是有想到他们这些天分是从哪来的
？I guess that's why, it was so refreshing to have Jeremy Lin come to the stage.
让人真是让人眼目一新，知道 Jeremy Lin 林书豪能够在球场上。
A humble person, was very attractive to me.
一个谦卑的人对我来讲实在吸引。
It was unfortunate that he was injured.
很不幸他的膝盖受伤了。
But like I was telling everybody, that may not be the bad thing for him at all.
说起来也不见得是一件坏事。
So my heart is not proud talks about lifting ourselves above God's command.
我的心不狂傲是讲到一个人不要把自己的把自己抬高高过神的诫命。
Then the next part say my eyes are not haughty talks about us doubting God's will.
第二个讲到我的眼不高大，也讲到并不认为自己去怀疑神的旨意。
Specifically the will that God has for us to have the best for us.
那我们常常要想到这个神做一切都是为我们好的，可是我却不这么认为。
Eyes mean desire.
眼目代表欲望。
A haughty eye desires something that's higher and greater than what I already have.
那我们眼睛常去看一些我们已经有的，可是我们看的要胜过高过我们有的。
Something that God did not give it to us.
有些东西神不给我们。
And because of that, we do everything we can try to get it by ourselves.
然而我们却尽力的去想去要去得到那些我们神没给的。
Now, this haughty eye reminded me about King David.
眼高大让我想到大卫王。
And David was a very good king, and the Bible tells us that he was after God's own heart.
大卫是好王，而且他是合神心意的王。
But even the good king fell into the fleshy desire.
虽然一个好王，可是他却堕入了眼目的情欲。
God gave him the kingdom of Israel. God gave him the wives, and God gave him great successes.
这个神给他了国土，给他这个王，还有给他的人，还有给他很多的妻子。
But his eyes were on to a woman that God did not give him.
可是他这个眼睛却盯着一个神没给他的一位已婚的妻子。
The haughty eye saw something he liked and he followed that with an action.
他的眼目高大，所以他就眼睛就乱溜乱转去找那个不该有的。
But that's usually the way it goes.
通常就是这么回事儿。
You know the greatest thing for David at that time was not because of.Murder, or because of adultery, or because of lying.
他并不是因为犯奸淫或者说谎或者做一些不好的事儿得罪神。
Those are all sins. Those are all bad.
那虽然都是坏事儿。
But the greatest problem for him
最大的问题是
was that he was not satisfied with whatever God has given.
神给他的他并不觉得满意。
But he obviously learned the lesson if you have read the devotion this morning.
假如你读了今天的灵修，你就知道什么意思了。
Now most of us desire something that we don't have.
我们常常去渴望一些我们不该有的东西。
And sometimes our heart would follow our eyes and to try to get this thing.
那我们的眼睛就跟着我们的心。咕噜咕噜乱转。
Now our eyes are prone to be distracted by things that we don't have, and that's a temptation we have to deal with.
我们的心高大，就去要一些我们不该有的东西，这是一个问题。
But sometimes eyes can be positive.
有时候眼睛也有些做对的事儿。
Let me give you an illustration.
让我做告诉你一件事儿。
There is a couple in my church that they have some marriage problem.
有一对夫妻在我们教会，在我们教会一样。
So we went to talk to the wife.
我去跟那个妻做妻子的说。
We 哈，我们哈。
啊，我们哦。
Me and my wife. Yeah.
我跟我妻子。
Now this young lady, young wife, she was very, very straightforward.
这位年轻的妻子非常直率。
And she told us that she just think her husband was not worthy of her.
她觉得她老公配不上她。
And everything that he showed and he has was below her.
而且。帮他洗脚的时候不够资格。
Be it. That's called interpretation. That's not called translation. But anyway, that's a good interpretation. Either it's his look or his talent, it's all below her.
他的这个天分跟他的德性，都是看不上，说实在，让人看不上。
And she had always been the one that holding a better job has the better look.
她不但长得标致，而且工作也很不错。
And she sees herself as the best thing that ever happened to him.
她觉得她是这个是她一生这个她丈夫的一生当中最好的礼物。
Now how do you talk to this kind of person?
那你怎么跟这种人说呢
？How do you correct her?
你怎么来纠正她的心呢？
I really felt it's useless to use the Bible to pound on her head, you know.
我拿圣经去敲她脑袋，大概都不记事儿。
But God is gracious.
神很怜悯。
God sent me a story.
神把一个故事装到我脑袋里。
So I told her this story.
我就告诉她这个故事。
Now this story is about a group of Indians living on a island.
讲了一群印第安人住在一个岛上。
Now they have a particular custom. I don't want any sister here to get offended, but this is just a story.
他们特别有一个习惯。
The custom is when you want to get married, you use cow to pay for your bride.
你拿这个要娶老婆的话，得拿牛去换。
It depends how beautiful the bride is, then you will pay more if she's more beautiful.
假如这个未来的妻子漂亮的话，那就决定你要给多少牛。
Typically, you know, people give either one cow or two cows.
通常就是一只或者两只牛。
That's very common practice.
这是一般都这么做。
And suddenly one day,
有一天
a guy paid eight cows for his bride.
有个老兄就拿八头牛来。
Everybody was puzzled by how beautiful this lady looked like.
人都晕了，怎么回事儿？
But then when the bride came out to meet everybody, everybody was disappointed.
那新娘子来了以后，人哎呦，就是那么回事儿嘛。
She's not worthy of eight cows.
不止八头牛啊
！Maybe two or three, but definitely not eight.
两三头够了，八太多了。
But the groom said.
不过这个新郎说
，She is worth of eight cows in my eyes.
她在我的眼里，她值八头牛。
Now the story is not end.
这故事还没完。
The amazing thing is, a few years later.
奇妙的是，几年之后
，When people see the wife again, she indeed became a very, very beautiful woman.
几年之后，人再看到这位以前的新娘子，实在变得漂亮的不得了。
So the moral of the story was that your spouse's look really depend on how you treat it.
你的配偶到底长得什么样？看你怎么带他。
And yesterday, I think Li Chan was talking about Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, right?
情人眼中出西施。
But this one go one step further. This one says the eyes of the beholder creates beauty.
Oh,
yeah. We'll see.
西施眼中出情人。
Okay. But I think you got my point, right?
你懂我的意思吗？
This is not really unrealistic. This is not fantasy. If you think about it, the way people look actually has a lot to do with what's inside.
那你就知道，人里面装的什么，外面就长得什么样。
Like a story I gave last night, the sister, you know, she entire look changed after she was gained by the Lord.
当一个姐妹她的外表改变了，因为她得到神了。
So anyway, come back to the counseling session I had with the sister. So I told this wife in my church about this particular story.
那我就跟这位姐妹讲了这个故事。
And praise the Lord, she was deeply moved and humbled.
她被感动了，而且也谦卑下来了。
And now she and her husband are much happier now.
他们两个就非常幸福了。
And I and my wife couldn't stop thanking God for sending this particular story to us.
那我跟我妻子就禁不住的要谢谢神，有这么个故事。
Now, when our eyes are not haughty, we will be satisfied with our job. That is the best job that God gave me.
我的眼不高大，就让我们感觉到我现在有的工作是神给我们最好的工作。
And I will love my wife, for she is the best one that God has given.
我会爱我的妻子，因为我的妻子是神给我最好的妻子。
I will love my parents because they are the best parents that God has given me.
我会爱我的父母，因为父母是神给我最好的父母。
And I will love people in the church because they are the best brothers and sisters that God has given us.
而且我会爱教会弟兄姐妹，因为那是神给我最好的弟兄姐妹。
The impact is huge.
这种冲击是非常大的。
If we can really say, my eyes are not haughty.
假如我们能够说我的眼不高大，这好处都有了。
Now finally, the first verse said, "I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me."
重大测不透的事，我也不敢行。
Now this is to understand and be content with our limitation.
那在我们有限的当中，我们要觉得满足。
There's a verse that I want to read for you. That's from Deuteronomy 29:29.
在生命记二十九章二十九节。
This is one of my favorite verses in the Bible.
这是我最喜欢的一段经节。
It says the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, and we may follow all the words.
隐秘的事是属耶和华我的神。唯有明显的事是永远属我们和我们的子孙，好叫我们遵行这律法上的一切话。
So when we say that I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me,
假如我这个人真的愿意说重大人测不透的事我都不敢行。
That means we are fine with whatever God has revealed to us.
当神启示给我们的，我们都觉得够了。
We are content with, and we.Sorry, we are content with whatever God's law is.
那我们就会觉得对神给我们的诫命，律法是觉得满足。
And we will focus on how to carry out those instructions in our life.
那我们专心的去遵行在我们一生当中。
And simply put, we will do everything we can to be a creature instead of a creator.
那我们就就乖乖的去做一个人，去遵行创造者的命令。
Now, you say, you know, I don't try to be a creator.
我不愿意成为那位创造一切的。
You know, we just had a very good workshop on biblical counseling in our church a couple months ago.
在几个月前，我们有合乎圣经的一个辅导。
One thing that the teacher stresses a lot is.For the foundation of counseling was sin.
那这个教导当中说，这个一切辅导的基础就是罪。
For sin drove us to seek our own glory instead of God's glory.
那罪让我们去寻求自己的荣耀，不是神的荣耀。
When we are doing that, we're going beyond our boundary and try to be God.
当我们这个越过这个界限的话，越过神给我们的界限的话，我们就是得罪神了。
Now we may not feel it that way, but in reality, that's what we are trying to do.
那我们常常在现实当中，我们不去按照神的按照神的意思去做。
When we try to direct our own life and attribute our achievement to our own effort and not give the glory to God, we are doing that.
假如我们在寻求自己的荣耀，而不是将荣耀归给神，我们这就是罪。
When we set our priority based on what we want and what is more comfortable for us instead of what's pleasing to God, we are doing that.
那我觉得舒服的，我高兴的，我就去做，而不是按照神的意思的话，那我们在得罪神。
And when we are trying to control everything and everyone around us to satisfy our own ambition, we are doing that.
那我们在掌控我们周围的人，不是按照神的意思的话，我们又在得罪神了。
When we do that, we are concerning ourselves with things that's too great for us.
那我们这个去掌控一些我们在做一些事情，让我们实在觉得自己很了不起，这有问题了。
And that's what the psalmist tells us.
这就是诗人，这就是诗人说的，千万不要。
So after we saw all these three negative aspects of it, let's go into the positive one.
那我们说完这个三个负面的一种命令教训的话，我们看三个比较正面的。
Okay, you told us three things not to do. Then what do we do?
那三个不可做的事情，那我们该做啥了？
Now the psalmist said, verse 2, he said, I have stilled and quiet my soul.
在第二节，诗人说，我的心平稳安静。
Now, especially for Chinese translation, this is can be somewhat misleading.
这个中文翻译有一点不妥。
Okay. What I mean is, in the original sense, there is a conscious effort of making my heart calm, making my heart have peace.
那这原来的意思就是，我要刻意的让我的心平稳安静。
So the original meaning is, if I may translate, is I have consciously made my heart still and quiet.
那意思就是我专心刻意的去让我的心平稳安静。
It's an effort that the person needs and chooses to make in order to calm his soul and to keep himself quiet.
那人要刻意的去选择去这么去做，让他的心平稳安静。
Now, instead of being proud in his heart and haughty in his eyes and being concerned about things that's too great for him, the psalmist just chose to spend all his energy to make his heart calm and peace.
那为了他让他的心不狂妄，他的眼不高大，重大测不透的事情我也不行。那诗人刻意的让他的心平稳安静。
Now how does he do that?
他怎么做呢？
Don't we wonder how he did that?
他怎么办得到这件事儿？
He told us.
他告诉我们。
Like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me.
好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中。
Now, this is a very intriguing scene.
这是非常有意思的一个画面。
It portrays a beautiful picture.
你可以看到一个非常漂亮的画面。
The psalmist made his soul still and quiet, just like the weaned baby resting in his mother's bosom.
这个诗人希望他的心平稳安静，就好像一个断了奶的孩子在妈妈的怀中。
Now, if you have ever had child before, you probably can relate to this better.
有孩子，你可以 感觉到这件事儿。
Now winning is a process. It can take a lot of effort sometimes.
断奶是一件是一个过程，有时候要需要很长的时间。
Now for those sitting in the back, you know, you have to listen up. Okay.
坐在后面的年轻人，听着。
When a baby is born,
一个孩子生了。
He only concerned about few things.
他只注意几件事儿。
Eating, drinking, releasing, and sleeping.
吃喝拉撒。
吃喝拉睡。
好，睡，拉撒睡。
They are very focused on those things.
他们专心一意的去做这些事儿。
And anything obstruct them from doing those things, they're gonna make you suffer.
假如你阻拦他吃喝拉撒睡，他你倒霉了。
And trust me, even though they are small,
虽然他们小
they can make you suffer.
虽然他们很小，可是肯定你倒霉。
You know, babies, I said it in a positive way. Babies are very self-centered and very focused.
我用正面来讲，这个婴孩是非常自我中心。Yeah.
But they're not supposed to live on breast milk forever.
可是他并不是永远这个抱着要喝妈的奶。
So there comes a time that weaning becomes necessary.
到一个时候断奶是必须的。
They need to start living on solid food.
他们需要吃硬的东西。
You know, what do you think?The biggest challenge is.
最大的挑战是啥？
I can't say this from experience, but I don't believe breast milk is the greatest food in the world.
我不敢说这是一种经验，可是，妈妈的奶并不见得是一件最好吃的东西。
There are a lot more things that taste better than breast milk at them.
母奶有很多东西比母奶更好。
So the greatest challenge is not replacing the food.
最大的挑战并不是换一种吃的东西。
But to eliminate the natural fear of losing security.
那其实是失去安全感，失去了安全感，这是一种恐惧。
Mother and her milk, when she feed the baby by holding the baby in her bosom.It's a source of their life and their security.
那母亲抱着婴儿在怀中喂奶的时候，那对婴儿来讲是一种安全，是一种是一个生命。
So you take away the breast milk, take away the feeding, for them it means take away their lifeline and security.
你不让他吃母奶的话，等于说把他的安全跟命都拿走了。
They are not going to let that happen easily.
那他们绝对不会让这件事这么容易就消失了。
So it's a big struggle for the baby and the mother.
这个就是一种挣扎，对孩子对母亲都是这样的。
Only when the baby understands that even though he doesn't drink the breast milk anymore, but he still has the security from his mother.Then baby will comfortably resting again.
那这婴孩要确认了以后，发现虽然没有母亲的奶，可是他仍然拥有安全感，这孩子就会安静下来了。
No, it's kind of awkward for me to give this following example in front of my son.
在我儿子面前这么说的话，有点不好意思。
But I care less.
不，那怎么办呢？
What happened is this? When they were 1 month old.
当他们一月大的时候。
I did this out of my selfish intention.
就是有点自私。
I decided to help them to sleep through the night.
帮他们这个睡过夜。
So after they're 1 month old,
一个月后
I took the baby and I slept with the baby for a whole week.
那我就跟孩子睡了一个星期，一起睡。
I don't have breast milk.
我没有奶。
But I have pacifier.
我有那个奶嘴。
So when I slept with the baby, during the night, they woke up and want to have milk.
我跟婴孩子睡的时候，晚上，这个他们要喝的时候，喝奶的时候。
So I put the pacifier in and then start patting the baby.
那我就把奶嘴塞上，然后就拍拍背。
And what I'm trying to do is tell them, okay, daddy is still here, even though you don't get the milk.
意思就是说，哎，这个虽然没有牛奶喝，啊不，没有奶喝。爸爸还在这儿。
So the hunger will pass soon. You're still secure.
饿一会儿，可是你不必害怕。
It took a week or so.
一两个星期后。
I'm blessed with two sons. They are not very very persistent.
感谢神，我有两个孩子，他们并不是这么倔。
So after a week or so, they all slept through the night.
一两个星期后，他们都可以睡过夜。
Now I'm using this as an example, as an illustration.
用这个来做一个示范。
Not as a child raising expert.
并不是说我是养孩子专家。
So don't come to me afterwards saying that how could you do that to your baby?
那你不能到时候找来臭骂我一顿，不行。
But I only tell you as an example to illustrate my point.
我只是用来说明我的观点。
So to win is to break away from. Oh, this is important. So let me speak it slowly. To win is to break away from relying on something tangible and to begin living on something not tangible.
断奶呢，是让一些可以摸到的东西，被一些摸不到的东西代替了。
Let me speak that again. Try again. To win is to break away from relying on something tangible and start living on something that's not tangible.
那断奶就是原来可以摸得到的。然后现在摸不到了，不过仍然觉得安全。
In other words, to win is to begin living on faith.
那断奶就是开始用信心来过日子。
Knowing that the mother is still there to care for you, even though the breast milk has stopped.
虽然母奶停了，可是妈妈还在那儿。
By showing us a picture of the winning baby, the psalmist.Actually, convey an important truth.
那这个这诗人用断奶这件事情来讲一件很有道理的事儿。
That is true humility came from faith.
信心是真正谦卑的根基。
When there is no faith, there is no true humility.
没有信心就没有真正的谦卑。
So the psalmist was basically saying that we need to make our soul still and quiet, but that effort cannot be based on our own flesh.
那表示诗人说，我的心平稳安静，平稳安静，并不是按照我们并不是我们自己有能力这么做。
It will never work if we try to do it on our own.
假如我们自己用自己的办法来做，不行的。
It will only work with a strong faith in the Lord who provides, and such faith.Would naturally result in the humility that is got after God's own heart.
只有当一个人心里谦卑的时候，知道是神来供应我们的一切，我们心才能够平静安稳。
Now, after becoming a pastor for 2 years,
那在牧会两年之后
，I got more and more confirmation about this verse.
那我越来越觉得这一段圣经实在很对。
I really feel a lot of the pride that people has either in church or outside of a church was really behind that pride was really insecurity.
那这个不管是教会里还是教会外，有一些骄傲源自于人内心不安，没有安全感。
They were so hunger for the praise from the people.
他们多么期望人称赞他。
Because they thought if they don't have that, they won't have security.
假如人不称赞他的话，他心里就没有安全感。
But this psalmist tells us that we can rest in the Lord like a wing baby.
那诗人说，我们应该在主里面安息，就像断奶的孩子在母亲的怀里。
Humility comes from true faith.
真理是我们有真正的谦卑。
Humility comes from true faith.
谦卑是从真正的真理来的。
信心
faith, of faith, sorry.
Yeah. No faith, no humility.
没有信心，没有谦卑。
It's as simple as that.
就这么简单。
But it's as difficult as that.
也是很困难的事儿。
Now, one thing I missed a lot from my childhood back in Taiwan is this particular fruit called passion fruit.
我在台湾长大的时候，有一种水果叫百香果。
Has anyone tasted passion fruit?
有没有人吃过百香果
？Okay, thank you. Wow, there are young people who taste passion fruit. All right. A raw passion fruit, for those who haven't seen one, the raw passion fruit is the size of a kiwi, but then with a very green and smooth skin.
一个新鲜的百香果，有点像kiwi， 像这个猕猴桃，外面光滑绿色的这个光 ，yeah.
But that's not the time to eat it.
那个却不是该吃的时候。
You have to let it sit.
那你要在那儿搁一会儿。
Now, gradually, with time, the skin gonna turn darkish brown and it's gonna become wrinkled.
过一会儿，那个皮嘞就会慢慢变咖啡色，然后开始发皱。
And it doesn't look good anymore.
看起来不漂亮。
But you know, that's the time when this unique aroma from passion fruit starts to come out.
那就在这个时候，那百香果那香味就出来了。
And that's the time when you to cut open and enjoy the passion fruit.
那个时候你就把百香果切开来吃了。
Now, if you ever open a passion fruit, that you know that there are a lot of seeds in there.
百香果里面有很多籽。
And for each seed, there's like a thin membrane of juice over it, right?
那外面的这个每个籽外面那个膜包的一层水。
And you scoop up all the seeds and then put it in your mouth and start sucking on those juice, right?
那然后你把那个咬出来，然后吸那个汁，哎。
Oh, that's just like heaven. I haven't tasted that for a long, long time.
这简直是好吃的不得了，好久没吃了。
You know, in some way, humility after God's own heart for a disciple is like passion fruit.
合神心意的谦卑，很多时候就像百香果。
When it looks good from the outside,
从外面看起来很漂亮。
It's probably not the right time.
并不是恰当的时候。
We all know that we should be humble.
我们都知道应该谦卑。
We all try to pretend to be humble.
我们就算装也装得样。
But at that time, the humility is like the juice inside a raw passion fruit.
就像新鲜的百香果那个里面。
我想应该是生的比较好，生的百香果可能比较好的翻译。对不起，对不起。
受感。
It tastes sour.
吃起来酸的。
And there's no aroma to it.
没香味。
It just looks good.
看起来好看。
But the true humility takes effort and takes affliction.
真的谦卑，要经过一些磨难。
Just like the skin of the passion fruit needs to turn wrinkled and needs to turn darkish brown.
那最好是那个皮要又皱又黄。
And it become not attractive at all from the outside.
从外面看一点都不好看。
But that's the time when the aroma will start to come out.
就是那个时候香味出来了。
And that's when the people can taste the true sweetness of it.
就是那个时候你能够尝到那个甜味。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，A winged disciple is a peaceful disciple.
一个门徒，假如他的是断过奶的一个门徒
，is a peaceful.
是一个平静安稳的门徒。
A winged disciple is a trustful disciple.
一个断了奶的信徒，是一个完全有完全愿意相信的一个信徒。
A winged disciple is a humble disciple.
一个断了奶的信徒是一个谦卑的信徒。
There's no easy way to do this.
做起来并不简单。
For there's no easy way to be a disciple of Christ.
也做基督的门徒也不容易。
And discipleship is a process, just like the pilgrim tried to ascend the holy mountain and to see their God.
就像朝圣者。要爬这个往圣山上爬，就怎么样
？But the encouraging thing is, like the last verse say, as long as we keep hope in the Lord from now forever, we will reach the top one day.
那这个让人激励的，就是诗人到最后写，你当仰望耶和华，从今时到永远，就是不断的往上行。
Not by our own might or effort.
并不是靠着我们自己的能力。或者是努力
by the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ.
乃是按照靠着复活的大能，我们能办到。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with our heart filled with thanksgiving.
让我们充满的感激的心来到天父的面前。
We want to be a disciple of yours.
我们愿意成为你的门徒。
We want to be a humble disciple.
我们愿意成为谦卑的门徒。
We want to be a trustful disciple.
我们愿意成为一个全然相信的门徒。
We want to be a peaceful disciple.
我们愿意心里安稳、安静、平稳的信徒。
Just let us show us how to use the resurrection power that you have instilled in us.
让你复活的大能在我们心里
，so that we may live a life that truly honor your name.
让我们这一生能够荣耀你的名。
To be worthy of the call that we receive.
那不会亏欠我们所被召的使命。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。